Amen. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. I'm so excited every time we gather together to worship God. I just feel the joy and excitement this morning. And, you know, like God is omnipresent. He's always with us. But whenever we come intentionally seeking him, we can expect his manifest presence to meet us here. And I'm just so excited for that this morning, that Jesus, the way maker, the miracle worker, promise keeper, he is here among us this morning, and that is who we are praising and worshiping, and that is who we are meeting here together this morning. So if you would please join me.
The sound of your name.
joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the
Precious Heavenly Father God, we enter into your presence this morning, humbled before you, Lord. You are sovereign, Lord. You are above all. Any concern or worry that may be in our minds or that may be before us, Lord, you are above each and every one of those, Lord God. In the storm, you are our peace. You are our comfort and our shelter. You meet our every need, Lord God. And there is nothing that is above you. And so, Lord, we praise you, God, and we thank you that we have you by our side, that we have you within us, Lord. So, Lord, we pray and ask this morning that you would even just draw us ever closer to yourself, Lord, because we cannot get enough of you, Lord. There is always more of you to know and always more of you to see. And so, Lord, would you give us just another piece of yourself this morning? Amen.
Yeah.
also because of the power of his great name, the blood of Jesus. He is the only one that could accomplish such an amazing truth. And I love that in that song, we know it is so, and we can so easily understand, you know, it is finished. My salvation has been purchased, and it is sealed. But so has our healing and our restoration, all of these things, our sanctification. It is so. Now, maybe we haven't fully experienced the extent of all of that, but his word is settled in heaven. And it is guaranteed. All of his promises are guaranteed. And so we don't have to doubt. It is so, and it is finished.
Sound of your great name, all condemned. Lord Jesus, we honor your name above every name. We honor you. Your name is a name above every name. Your great name, in it there is power. In it there is salvation. In your name there is healing and deliverance and restoration and freedom. We declare that your name is a name above every name. And your name is great. We honor your name, Jesus. We honor you. We honor your presence. We are so grateful that you have brought us to yourself and given us this privilege of honoring your name together, of lifting high, exalting your name, Jesus. And Jesus, we look forward to that day when, as we get glimpses of it in Revelation, when we will be gathered around the throne and declaring that worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Or for all eternity, we will revel in the fact that people from every nation and language and tribe and tongue have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We rejoice and we say, yes, Lord, may your kingdom come. What you have settled, Lord, may your kingdom come. May we continue to see your kingdom come until the day that you, King Jesus, return to bring the fullness of your kingdom. So let your kingdom come. And may the nations know more and more the name of Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor your name. We glorify you. Lord, speak to us as we would hear from your servant this morning. May through it, Father, we get a glimpse of how you are bringing people to acknowledge the name of Jesus as Savior and Lord. And may we see more and more of it as your kingdom continues to come here on this earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, we ask this all in your name. And all God's people say together, amen. 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 Thank you. You may be seated. And at this time, we would be ending the live stream for the